Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Across the way, I have Fairfield Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. And I don't know if you heard the show last. You said walked into this office saying you had nothing to talk about. I got something I can talk about.
Hypothetical.
Huh?
Hypothetical guy.
No, this was actual guy.
Okay, actual guy.
this one actually. But we could term it as hypothetical guy if you'd like. It's fine by me. All right. We'll just call it hypothetical guy. Somebody is in minding their own business on a rainy night, walking the dogs, taking the dogs out, standing inside your yard, and where there has been a pretty good sized burglary in the past year. Okay, hypothetically speaking, right?
I may have heard this question,
ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear my conversation with the sheriff last week?
I have to listen.
Okay, well, I didn't know.
Prepped.
I didn't know if you heard the question.
I did hear the question.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and tell for the folks who didn't hear the question. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, please do welcome to the show Keith Cocklazer, Fairfield Police Department Chief. How you doing, Keith?
Very good.
Great
good.
To see
sunny
you.
Sunny Tuesday.
Great sunny day. Tuesday. Gorgeous morning.
I'm here early, or a week early.
That is exactly right, because I kicked you out next week,
That's
didn't
right.
I?
I'm used to it.
I appreciate it.
Not the first time.
No, it's not, is it? I appreciate you making it early, though. Okay. All right. So, hypothetical guy lives near some place where there has been a good-sized break-in in the past, recent past. Within 6, 8, 10 months, standing in his yard with his dogs, all of a sudden one of the large dogs starts growling, and so I'm
problem solved.
Well, that did solve my problem. That solved the problem, but it's 9 o'clock at night and it's raining and it's an unpleasant night and there's a fellow walking through the lawn, and the dog didn't like the guy being there. My dog is not going to attack anybody. He just did. He just was surprised. But what should I have done? I just said hello to the guy, and he said hi to me, because I walk through lawns too, I guess, but not usually at night in the rain.
Yeah, not everybody wears a little burglar mask around the eyes.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I...
he didn't have a jumpsuit on. So.
He didn't have... That's right. He wasn't wearing the Riddler mask.
Right.
with the eyes cut out. He wasn't wearing a Lone Ranger mask. He was wearing camos. I could probably identify the camos. that the dude was wearing at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday night. I guess my question to you is: generally, I probably wouldn't, and I didn't make a phone call. I'm not going. I probably wouldn't make a phone call, but I thought about it later, having had a recent burglary in the neighborhood in the past. Should I have? I guess that's something you folks need to maybe check on, right?
Oh, yes. We encourage tips from the public.
Yeah.
When you're driving down the road, people dive into those dark yards, and we may have been looking for them before.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, it's a dark yard.
Yeah. And the hypothetical area you're talking about, there's no sidewalks.
No.
There's no reason to be walking that area, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, especially the fellow probably didn't know that lawn, or he wouldn't be wanting to walk in that lawn. There are landmines there.
That don't stop a lot of people.
That don't explode.
Yeah. That's a trail.
That's exactly right. These are landmines that do remind you not to walk back through that lawn, I would think.
Has he been back?
No.
I see.
No.
Landmine
may
have got him.
That might be.
No, in all seriousness, got two guys on patrol in town. We rely on the public for a lot of tips in areas that, you know, yes, there was a high crime there, and we did solve that crime. Took a bit of time, but we did solve it.
Sure.
But that's what we do. We investigate those tips. You never know when that little phone call is going to break a case.
Well, you know, that's the thing. That's the cool thing about it. The smallest little thing can affect a big case like that, can it? You just never know. How can you? I know it's. Is it still in the court system or has it been adjudicated now? Can you tell how the investigation went on the Barnard Bait Shop burglary?
We worked in conjunction with the ATF, but we're just now into the Wayne County court system. So, the Clay County has been taken care of, from my understanding.
Yeah,
there was a deal made there, or whatever. it's finished.
Yeah.
So now the proceedings are going to begin in Wayne County.
And there were also, how many guns ended up being, are the guns all still missing, or are there, have most of them been recovered, or
most
all
of them?
Most of them
have been recovered, both long arms and handguns. But as far as, you know, the ATF has one, I believe, that they captured in a very metropolitan area.
Really?
So it has traveled across state lines.
They caught the gun.
Yeah.
Was this more of a what kind of crime was this? A crime of take the gun and pawn it later on, try to get extra little cash, or was this the one in St. Louis a few months ago where the guy was going to try to arm people?
I don't think they were trying to arm people.
Was it in Southern Illinois? That place was broken into, and the guy was going to take the guns over to Ferguson.
Oh yes,
or something like that.
That Centralia, or
was that? I believe that was Centralia.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it was like a really young
ding dong.
Yeah, it was like a
Honyak, I guess,
hardware store.
Yeah,
they went once and returned and got another set the same night. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think we're dealing with that. I think this was opportunity. They knew they were there. Familiar with the area, so they just took the chance and got away with it for a little bit.
You know, that's the thing, and you kind of depend on, correct me if I'm wrong, you kind of depend on the lack of thinking of others as to because for one thing, crime isn't that bright unless you're really, really good at it and are able to hide it, and you probably have a lot of money to hire attorneys. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to get agreement for you out of that. Okay. but it's probably not that, it doesn't pay very often, does it?
Yeah, it can, but it always catches up with you. It always does. You know, you may think you get away with it, but it is a matter of time, because, you know, that wasn't solved overnight. That took legwork. Go back to your previous question about the guy walking through your yard. If I remember right, I talked to a gentleman in the neighborhood and asked him if he saw anything strange that next morning.
That's right. No, that's exactly right.
So that little tip, you know,
yeah,
you never know.
Well, you got a point. I guess that's my question. Should I filed it away in case I heard about, you know, in case I heard about the, and it didn't hit me. It didn't hit me until half an hour after I was outside hey, we had a robbery or we had a burglary back here 6 months ago. That might not have been the smartest thing to do. But the thing that stops me is, well, I don't do it at night, but I walk the dogs walking around. I'll walk through yards. And I hope I don't scare people.
We haven't got a call on that yet.
You haven't got a call. Hypothetical guy hasn't gotten a call with these three dogs.
Yeah, nobody's been walking a horse through town. That's some big dogs.
Well, yeah, they can typically. Yeah, you could probably typically find. So
but
what,
I'm sure that you're a little different. You're vocal with your neighbors. They know who you are.
They do know who I am.
So
that's exactly right. I do talk to my neighbors, and you know, you would be amazed the impression that a 42-inch tall Great Dane makes on people.
It's an attention grabber.
It does kind of grab attention,
especially if they start growling.
Yeah, well, that's what grabbed the attention of me. Mm-hmm. Whenever the old boy was walking through the lawn, I thought my first thought was, "Oh my God, my dog going to eat this guy." And my dog is the nicest dog in the world; wouldn't eat a soul, but he started growling. Okay, that's strange.
Protective.
Well, now I was, and I feel bad. I felt bad later because I started. You know, I was correcting the dog before I realized that, oh, he's actually growling at something.
Yeah, something's going on.
Something's here. I guess the point being, be careful when you're walking around at night. You need to stay on the roads or something, right?
Well, you got to be careful of traffic at night, too. Wearing dark collar, camo.
He's wearing camo in the rain. So, camo in the rain, I guess you might not want to be walking down the road, right?
I would try to find a sidewalk.
The old boy, he was as nice. He was as nice as could be. Because I'm when he started talking, I figured I better talk to this guy a little bit just to make sure that he's. I was doing my own evaluation, you know.
You're doing your field interviews.
That's exactly right. I was doing the field interview, getting ready for next month.
Between this and the training that I'm gonna put you through,
I know it.
You're gonna be all right.
I can't wait. But he said he still had three blocks to walk, so I figured, well, you know, it's. have fun in the rain, man. It was cold.
Going back in.
Yeah, you have a good time. Those dogs don't want to be out here either, buddy. Enjoy the rest of your walk. I'm talking with Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. We're talking about all kinds of different things and going to talk about what's going on in the city, as well as try to help you make sure all your Christmas stuff doesn't get taken away. That's probably a thing of opportunity as well, isn't it, Keith?
Yeah, very much so. We'll discuss that in a little bit.
We'll do that when we return. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Back in just a moment.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss good night, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Well, you didn't get, Keith, the gigantic doomsday ice storm you were expecting Saturday night. That must have given you a pretty nice warm feeling.
We missed that. I do know that by talking with my brother that Vandalia got hit pretty hard.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, I heard Effingham and that area got struck pretty good, too. Yep. I know that my mom was driving back on I-64 from St. Louis at the time, and Oakville was a...
She get stopped on the interstate?
She stopped for an hour. I said, well, heck, how was your fuel? Said, well, it was okay.
Didn't want to push anymore, but it was okay.
No, I didn't. Then I said, well, at what point were you able finally to get sped up and open it up? And, she says, I didn't do that. Once I hit that ice, I decided it was slow time until I got home.
I understand that.
What kind of precautions and extra do you have whenever you have the gigantic ice again, like they were talking last Saturday night? Do you put a whole bunch of guys at the ready or on call, or what is the typical procedure for the police department?
In town, we do not. We still run the same amount. We encourage everybody to slow down and arrive safely, leave early. You're talking about fuel, have a complete, well, never you let it get below half, because you never know when you're going to get stopped.
You know, that's some
especially
of the
interstate.
Yeah, that's some of the best advice anybody can ever have is don't let it get below a half a tank, because first of all, you might freeze something up with it less than half a tank, and There's always a little difference, but yeah, you don't know when you're going to get shut down on an interstate.
You never know, especially the first winter storm, whether it be snow, ice, or whatever. That's usually the worst one because everybody's so used to driving all summer and just throw caution to the wind, and then you end up with all these accidents because careless driving.
Whenever somebody, whenever like an ice storm hits Fairfield or hits the area, your 911 guys are a lot more ready for emergency stuff. Do the cell phones, whenever somebody calls 911, if they're like in the middle of the road, they don't know where they are. Do the cell phones tell them where they are?
They do.
Okay.
I can't tell you the plus or minus distance wise.
I thought it was pretty close.
They're pretty accurate. And like I said, we got one operator on at all times. So if he's on 911 call, you're going to roll over to, in this case, you're going to roll over to Edwards County and they're going to answer it. And they got the same maps we got.
Yeah.
So it's kind of handoff back and forth.
Well, I didn't hear, but I'm presuming that Washington County and Oakville in particular were very loaded down.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
And, that's a speed trap anyway, a city speed trap. So I couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Let me put it that. Is that a bad thing to say?
That's a bad thing. Such a nice town over there. They got a new gas station, new school. I've been over there for investigations, though. Oakville.
For Oakville?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know they had a new school.
Yeah, we had an arson investigation here that led me to Oakville.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I did not
small
know.
Small world, huh?
That is a very small world. I'm glad you weren't stopped there like my mom was for an hour. Actually,
I was there for a while, but I wasn't stopped. Well, I was stopped. But
the worst thing was that she would call my sister to keep her apprised, right? And my sister kept telling her to get off at Oakville. And Oakville's the zoo to start with. She's 2 miles behind it. Stopped. So, Erica, I can't get off at Oakville. It's not happening. And then see that's an I guess the point is folks need to learn to drive slow, don't they?
Yeah, and you know you can't prevent all crashes. We know
no,
that.
No.
You know, Mother Nature just threw a curveball there, and
yeah.
Unfortunately, people got stopped. But you need to stay warm, stay in your car, have extra blankets. You know, travel for the season.
Yeah,
you know, after March, take that stuff back out. Put in your lawn chairs.
that makes the most sense.
But you never know when you're going to get stopped, and just be prepared for it.
Tell me a little bit. Like I said, I'm talking with Fairfield Police Chief Keith Cocklaser. You've got some more training coming up. Tell me a little bit about that training that's coming up.
We have a firearms training simulator coming. Which you participated in last year.
That was a real interesting day.
It's basically, well, what do you think, 15 by 15 screen, the projector?
Probably 15 feet by 15 feet.
Yeah.
So so people are showing up on this projector. And you kind of have to suspend belief, I guess.
Yeah.
Or suspend disbelief. But you can it puts you right there in the situations, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the operator would be our Sergeant Musgrave operates ours, and he can make the situation or the scenario go over whichever direction you take it. So you're talking to the screen, he can make it go a different route by what you're saying.
It's really an do you have it set up for how many officers do you now have?
Ten.
What's it, 10? Will you have a setup? Each of your 10 officers will have a particular amount of scenarios or something that they will probably hit this just as a refresher, right?
Oh yeah, we'll have it for a couple of weeks actually.
Yeah,
and we'll once a shift we'll try. You know, he'll come in for the mornings, he'll come in for the afternoons, and of course he works nights, so they'll get a little more action.
Yeah,
but each officer will go through it, be documented for use of force training,
and what's the necessity of the documentation on that just to make sure. Like if you guys are ever called to court, that you've actually been trained for that. Huh?
Yep, required by law.
I didn't know that.
But also decision making, you know, it just helps our ability, our skills. If you don't use them or practice them, you're going to lose them.
Have you noticed this is the second time you've brought this to town.
We've had before, just we've started recently bringing it back.
Have you noticed a change in if not yourself, if not some of your men, and maybe yourself, about how your thinking goes when you're in a particular situation after having gone through the trainer?
Like, as you witnessed last year, a lot of discussion brings up a lot of questions in your mind. You know, what if, and you can what if everything.
Right.
Until, the day is long.
That was the thing. That's the crazy thing to me, Keith, that the scenarios, like, I didn't. Who thinks about somebody just acting oddly?
Mm-hmm.
One of the scenarios there was a person behind the Huck store or whatever it was, mm-hmm. behind the convenience store,
yep.
Just kind of acting up and yelling and just not – just like mentally ill or something like that, mm-hmm. right? And you guys are – your officers are thrown into that kind of situation that normal people don't see, and you need – you kind of need a little bit of assistance on – how do you deal with somebody that isn't right?
Yeah, it strengthens that foundation that we deal with every day, whether it be a mentally ill, somebody walking through somebody's yard. You never know what's going to happen. Did that person just come from a big burglary where there were firearms?
Yeah.
You never know. So it keeps you on your toes, and it makes you think the process through that way.
He wasn't carrying boxes.
Or bags.
Or bags. Yeah.
There's actually a video on the internet I've actually got on my desktop where a gentleman is walking, and he's carrying an AR rifle down his pant leg. You can't see it.
No kidding.
And he pulls it out. Then he has a couple handguns on him also. So you never know. And there's also an instructor that does.
Is he wearing Zubas?
Very baggy.
Very baggy ones, yeah.
But there's an instructor that kind of teaches. His name's Dave Grossman. He had his son come, and I think he had 15 weapons on him at a presentation one day.
No kidding.
Baggy.
Could you tell?
No, it's just baggy jacket, baggy clothes. It's amazing what you can pack on your body.
Wow. That is, you typically, in a law enforcement scenario like that, you would think, he's wearing he's got his vest on.
Mm-hmm.
He looks thick on top because he's wearing his vest or something like that, and all of a sudden he starts pulling out weapons.
Yeah. But you never know. With this training, it could be nothing. It could be a guy walking through a yard. It could be totally innocent. So, it's not like that something's going to happen during this. You got to be ready, and you're focused on doing something. Sometimes it's just, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Like, well, nothing happened. Well, that's right. That's what's supposed to happen.
That's right.
So, it just enhances the skills.
Whenever you hear things like what went on in what's been going on in Europe with the Berlin thing yesterday, as well as the Turkey. The assassination in Turkey. I guess it just the Berlin was kind of a copycat of what happened in France over the summertime, but the Turkey deal just must really blow your mind because the assassination in Turkey is something that you could be prepared for, but when something like that happens, there's no way, is there?
I guess not no way, but you
try to be.
Yeah. All the way from that, all the way down to the Christmas parade. Worry about somebody driving through a Christmas parade. You're always, it's that what if.
Well, you see, now that's a great point.
If this happens.
That's a great point, and you probably have to keep that in mind, especially following the Nice, the France deal, because you guys are setting up the barricades at the front end of the Christmas parade where a vehicle would most likely be coming through, right?
So
part of the question, is the training now taking into consideration some of the more recent events? I guess it is, huh?
It's starting to. It's more in documentation stage now. Hey, this is what's happening here. This is what we know.
Like the one in Nice,
you
couldn't have stopped it.
Yeah.
The one in Berlin, you couldn't have stopped it. Yeah. And you always wonder how you could stop it. If, for instance, something like that happened at the Christmas parade.
That's why you lose hair. Thinking about that.
Keith, that's not why you're losing your hair.
Oh, my bad. Well, that's what I'm going to blame it on.
Yeah, I'm blaming it on Leon.
Is the planning. That's what it is. Yeah, it's 2016, just strange. I mean, the world's, you never know what's going to happen.
Well, that's another, the training video that you're getting. It's... the first one I saw, I thought, that's got a little age on it. But then I saw the one about the dude in the hospital, where the shooter in the hospital, mm-hmm. and that looked pretty much like this week.
Yeah. It could happen any second.
How often are you able to update those the scenarios in that?
I can't answer that question. I don't know. Like I said, we get it once a year. We reserve it 2 weeks out of the year.
Uh-huh.
And
who has that?
That's the mobile training unit out of Carbondale.
Uh-huh.
There's 15 in the state, and they cover, I believe, Clay County down.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's a big area.
Well, yeah, if you're only able to get 2 weeks out of the year, you're looking at
And we travel
26 different periods.
You know, we travel to Carterville. I've actually had to send officers to Metropolis for a tracer class because they weren't able to attend ours.
Oh, is that right?
So,
You know, for realism's sake, let's tell people how this works. Because we didn't really.
Yeah, sir.
Basically, we just told people it's a TV screen on the wall.
Yeah, it's a.
There are folks are the officers are equipped with pistols, tasers, and spray. Right.
Yes.
A spray unit that is all attached to a computer.
Yeah, wirelessly. The handgun actually has a blowback feature, so you can tell you're shooting.
So it feels like you've shot something.
Yep. Then you get a taser and you get the pepper spray. And
then not only does it feel like you've shot something, you can aim at different points on the wall, and it follows your shot.
Yep, it interacts, completely interactive. It records all your, like if you sprayed in the wrong spot or you shot over here, and then the operator can go back and discuss everything with you and show you, okay, you know, why'd you shoot 7 feet off over here?
Is he he's the trainer running the thing?
Yeah,
I guess he's also the trainer evaluating.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and he'll do the documentation for us.
No kidding.
Very important job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many hours does it take to get that? Probably.
Well, he's a range master. He's a firearm instructor. I mean, he's been to several schools.
Well, I'll be doggone.
So.
Well, that's a great guy to have on your force,
yeah,
isn't it?
I got a bunch of guys like that.
Talking with Fairfield Police Chief Keith Cocklazier, we're talking about different things going on up at the police station. We'll talk about all kinds of more stuff. When we return here, you are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back after these.
Outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
And hoping that you drop
so
in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Watch your hurry.
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really,
please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
To break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say. No, no,
mind if
no,
I move
sir.
In closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside.
That you dropped
so nice
in.
And warm.
look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is so vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette.
Never such a loser before.
I've got to get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been great.
I thrill when you touch my head.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
It's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia. And
I really can't stay.
Get over that hole now.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390. Talking with Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. Okay. We talked about it a little bit ago, Keith, and truly... It truly is whenever you've had them in the past. I don't think you've had any this year, knock wood. You haven't had any, have you?
It's been
you know what
calm.
I'm talking about.
I know where you're going.
There are opportunities out there for crime that haven't been taken yet this year, and you hope they don't. So I guess my point is, what do you need to tell people just to make sure that doesn't happen?
Lock your stuff up.
Lock your stuff up.
Well, I mean, lock your vehicles, lock your houses. Then you're going to have the, unfortunately, UPS and a lot of the delivery services don't want to wait anymore. They'll just drop a package on the front door. So
right.
If you're expecting something, try to get that in as soon as possible. I've followed the trucks before.
Oh, have you?
And I've just seen them run up the door, scan it, drop it, and away they go. We do live in a small town, so... That's a blessing.
Interesting one, by the way. Yesterday, a hypothetical guy, his mother-in-law ordered some gifts for her grandchildren, right? And the gifts show up with a ripped package, with a torn package. And that was when she gets home and sees them, they have a torn package. So she opens up the package to just inspect them.
Right.
The gifts are fine. There's another package for somebody else inside
really?
That package, like somebody else in the area.
Wow.
And Joe said, yeah, hypothetical guy's mom, her mother-in-law made a phone call yesterday and delivered some more gifts. Santa Claus.
Little helper. Yeah, that's the next thing. That happens and you just throw it on the couch. You don't think about it. Somebody doesn't get what they're intending.
Yeah.
So.
Well, either that or we were thinking the thought we had was that you never know, maybe somebody at the delivery place was just messing around or
having a bad day.
Actually,
whether it's self-initiated or
the thought was that they might have wanted what they thought was the package was guitar shaped, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which might be more fun than what the tennis rackets it turned out to be.
Oh,
so I guess the point is. Yeah, pull in. Don't give folks the opportunity to steal.
Right. Yeah, opportunity's the big thing.
Huh.
Leaving cars unlocked, garages unlocked.
Have you had? You haven't had much of that yet this year, though.
Yeah, and we'll keep knocking.
You're gonna keep
here.
Knocking. Away.
I am. It's been a pretty calm year so far.
When with the holidays coming up, I guess, and folks doing Christmas parties and. And stuff. You guys are always kind of at a little heightened anyway, a little heightened sense.
Yeah, the holidays, every year you have your normal calls. As somebody called me, it's not Christmas or a holiday till the police have been called. So.
Well, all right. Now you're getting into a different, part. You're getting into the home stuff.
Well,
civil disturbances.
Well, you got the cold weather. People are cooped up together, whether they like them or not. Family, you can't pick your family. But it's the same stuff every year, and we just, it's the holidays, and we know what to look for.
Do you see it? Do you see more violence, less violence at the holidays? I guess when people are cooped up together, it kind of turns into more, or it could, can't it?
It depends. Unfortunately, alcohol plays a role in that.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
Get together and party, and, you know, the first couple of hours is fine. Then the football game goes the wrong way, and people start talking, I guess.
Oh, you know, that's the worst thing. That's the worst thing when you got somebody who's like a, let's call it Thanksgiving, somebody's a Cowboy fan and the other person's a Detroit Lions fan.
Yep.
Or something, right?
Yep.
And, you know, that can escalate, can it?
It does, unfortunately.
Did you have any calls to that nature during the World Series? I know that the Cubs, your house probably stayed calm.
Well, it stayed calm for the most
relatively
part. Yeah, relatively.
Relatively.
Yeah, I was alone watching that. Separation.
That probably makes sense, too.
Of course, it was like, what, two time it was over, one, whatever time it was.
The World Series, the Game 7?
Yeah.
I don't know, Keith. I didn't stay up.
What?
All I did was hear later. Oh, I had to be up at 4 in the morning for crying out loud.
I just stay up.
Is that right? Just stay up after?
Just stay up.
See, now you might have. That's the thing. You might have stayed up that late celebrating that night.
But, you know, baseball.
I am an aficionado.
Fan. Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. So, you know, it was history.
It was that.
So, but we can move on now.
All right. So, see, I'm not. I'm,
protection's over. We're all right.
My 2 month time frame's over.
You can go back to wearing your red now.
I'm close. Looking down. See, it's close. Cranberry today.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's holiday.
Well, you know, it basically hints toward toward the holidays. Make sure folks don't just don't leave your stuff out for somebody to steal, because somebody will steal it, won't they?
Yep. It's a possibility.
It just hadn't happened.
Yeah.
It hadn't happened.
Everybody, you know, unfortunately, people do not have, we deal with, like the sheriff would say, we deal with very little of the population. But
yeah, that was a good point. I hadn't really considered that until he talked about it, that they deal with 1% to 2% of the population. You've got the city of Fairfield has 5,500 people in it. Mm-hmm. You probably, your officers talk to a good 5 or 10% of them anyway, but the folks that they're dealing on more of a confrontational basis are maybe less than 1%, right?
Well, the average person, you know, you're looking at a traffic stop, a traffic crash, and hopefully not, they're a victim of a crime.
Right.
Whether it be somebody taking something from their property or something like that. So the majority of the public, it's wave at you, you have a good day.
Yeah.
But then we have our customers, I guess you would call
your
them.
Your customers.
Yeah. So, but that's the same way, and like I said, whether you're in rural, whether you're in, you know, a city environment, or it's all the same, just different scale.
You haven't been here for 3 weeks, so I mean, haven't had a whole lot of time, but ask you the question I ask you every time. Anything new in Megan Nichols?
Nope. We had a big meeting yesterday. We brought the new state's attorney up to date what we were doing. Interestingly, last week there was a story out of North Carolina. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah.
Girl was missing for
there were
five
two.
Years.
Actually, there were two stories last week that caught my eye. The same kind of thing. The girl from North Carolina did not want to be found, right?
Right. 5 years, and she was found in Ohio and had no contact with anybody. So we always hold out hope, but we prepare for the worst.
And she was of a similar age, as I recall, right?
16. She's 21 now.
Yeah.
And she moved away, cut all contact, and I believe a tip, I'm not sure.
I think it was a tip line.
But she just didn't want to be around anybody in North Carolina. So she moved states and perfectly healthy.
Well,
hold out hope. But like I said, we prepare for the worst.
We always, and you, well, that's the thing. You're holding out hope, but you're always, you continue investigating everything that comes down the pike, don't you?
And we also go back and cover leads that we thought stalled out, or let's go back and look at that. Like I said, we have these meetings quite regularly.
Wow. Wow. Well, best of luck for you there. I mean, really, it's certainly a trying part of your day. And you look at it every day, don't you?
Yes. Still have the case file on my desk.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. have a great Christmas. You've already had your Christmas, haven't you?
We've had my side. We're going to have Beth Ann's side this week.
Well, congratulations. And I saw the pictures. The boy looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize he's that old.
Oh, they all do. They all great blessing.
Yeah, certainly. Carly and everybody, congratulations and enjoy your Christmas, okay? Yeah. Thanks very much for coming on the show.
Everybody have a great holiday.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow I got Chris Simpson on. We'll have a good day. Have a good conversation. Have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday.